It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I am Rob Ferret. Scott Walker, Wisconsin governor, is, as we speak, announcing that he is dropping out of the race for president of the United States. After an early strong start in Iowa polls, the governor has declined in polls, raising concerns about fundraising, earning less than 0.5% support among registered Republicans in the most recent survey. Joining us now to talk about the announcement, we have Mike Wagner, Associate Professor for the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Mike, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So I guess the big question is, people were talking that this might happen sometime. He's announcing that he's suspending his campaign. Your read, why now?
Well, I think it's pretty stunning that he is not going to be going on and competing in the first elections, especially the Iowa caucuses. And so I suspect that what's happened is his plummeting in the polls has made his donors very nervous. It might have made some campaign staff nervous and potentially wondering what's next. It also probably influenced some of the people who had endorsed him already to rethink whether they were going to keep those commitments. And so some, you know, configuration of those elements probably worked together to cause him to drop out very early. And given the, his early status as a top-tier candidate, this is a pretty stunning and fast fall.
And, Mike, we're seeing the word suspend used here, some attributing to Governor Walker that he will suspend his campaign, other language dropping out. Which is it, or does it amount to the same thing?
Usually the suspending phrase, Rick Perry used the same phrase when he ended his campaign recently as well, is more technical in nature. So candidates can keep raising money to pay off campaign debt, and they can also hang around. So, if lots of other candidates all have stunning failures or have, terrible revelations come out about them, you can always hop back in. But for all intents and purposes, the race is over for Governor Walker.
This is a precipitous drop and not that much time for the governor.
Right.
Have we seen a drop like that in polling? I mean, obviously we've seen it, but over longer periods, have we seen something this sudden before?
We haven't seen it with someone that has Governor Walker's qualifications. We've seen it with Herman Cain, for example, in 2012. We've seen it with folks where people around the country have no idea who someone is. They get introduced, they sound fresh, they pop up in the polls for a while, and then their lack of experience causes them to make lots of mistakes and they go away, such as like Cain did. Governor Walker was a known commodity. He'd won 3 statewide races in Wisconsin. He built a national fundraising base during the recall election. He is not someone who on paper is the kind of person who should pop up in the polls and then disappear just as quickly as he was there. But it happened, which is not a positive commentary on the quality of his campaign.
Is it fair to call this a decision based also on the money, that if the governor had had the funding to continue on through Iowa, he would have done so, but because some donors were leaving the pack, that's what it amounts to, a kind of a numbers game in that sense?
Yeah, there is an invisible primary that started several months ago and really continues through the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary, where candidates need to raise lots of money from donors. They need their super PACs to be able to raise lots of money, and that money needs to be used in the campaign for television commercials, paying staff, travel, and in the super PAC, mostly for television commercials. And given the fact that Walker had a national donor base, it's surprising that they found themselves in a position where he didn't have the kind of money to continue. And so it's peculiar that the governor is out this early.
We're talking to Mike Wagner from UW-Madison, from the School of Journalism and Mass Communication, a political observer, talking about Governor Scott Walker's announcement today that he is suspending his campaign for president. We'll give a listen now to Governor Walker making that announcement. Here's a bit of that speech from just a few minutes ago.
Today, I believe that I'm being called to lead by helping to clear the field in this race so that a positive conservative message can rise to the top of the field. With this in mind, I will suspend my campaign immediately.
And in that speech, he was saying, hey, this is too rancorous. There's too much anger in this presidential race. And we saw that some, didn't we, Mike, in the debate, the second debate. People saw a lot of people taking jabs at each other, and maybe Governor Walker not as willing to enter the fray as directly as others.
Well, I don't know that it was the case that he wasn't willing to enter the fray. He was really one of the first to take a shot at Donald Trump in the debate. It's just that Trump shut him down almost immediately. And so I don't know that Governor Walker was, you know, not trying to take on other candidates. He certainly tried to zing Donald Trump by calling him an apprentice, you know, candidate, and, you know, things like that. And so, you know, when candidates say things like, I'm dropping out so that things can stay more positive, I think that's really code for I didn't have the money or the support in the polls to carry on. You know, Governor Walker had not campaigned by attacking other candidates. So it's true, I think it's fair to say that as he was on the campaign trail, he wasn't doing a lot of attacking of other Republicans in the race. He was certainly happy to attack Hillary Clinton, as most of the other Republicans are. But in the debate, he went after Trump, you know, in one of the more aggressive ways. It just it kind of landed with a thud in the debate and in the public reaction to it afterwards.
Mike, thanks a lot for talking. We're going to come back to you in a little bit. We're speaking right now with UW-Madison Associate Professor Mike Wagner, talking about Scott Walker's announcement today, during which he suspended, dropped out of the 2016 presidential campaign. And we move now to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson, who was there at the Edgewater for this announcement. Sean, hi and welcome.
Hey, Veronica.
Well, Sean, what did you see? What was the scene like at the Edgewater?
I was sort of surreal. I mean, it's imagine that a couple months ago, give or take a few days, and we were talking from a much different location in Waukesha, where thousands of people were gathered excitedly listening to Scott Walker kick off his campaign. It was very quiet here. It was all reporters, pretty much no sound as the governor made his way into the room. At 5 o'clock, you did have a cacophony of TV live shots speaking over one another, but the governor came in. His remarks were, you know, very brief, and as soon as he had finished them, he left the room. But the point that he made was that you know, he feels that people are called to leadership in different ways, and then he said that he had been called to drop out of the field to clear the field, I guess was his wording. And he was calling on other people to do the same.
Sean, when did you and other people covering the Capitol and covering the governor first get wind that something big was happening today?
A couple hours ago for me. I think the New York Times was the first to report it. You know, the signs were there that he was in trouble. It was getting pretty hard to imagine a scenario where he was going to pull out of this and kind of right this ship. But he was just in Bloomberg this morning, talking about how he was going to be making, you know, 10 appearances or more in Iowa every month, and that the voters there would get to know them the way that they know their own governor. So that was this morning. You know, just a few days ago, he was talking about doubling down on Iowa, and clearly he recognized that there was no way for him to do this.
And, Sean, it sounds as though at this announcement that the governor evoked Ronald Reagan and said that the way that the race was going right now, it did not reflect the spirit of Reagan's optimism. What do you think about him bringing up Reagan on this day, the day that he drops out?
It is very common for Scott Walker to bring up Ronald Reagan in a speech, so that's not a huge surprise. And he also brought up one of his favorite lines that he's delivered not only in this race but in his race for governor. I think I remember him talking about it in toward the end of his recall race. People want to know, you know, if you want candidates who are for something. He said that that's not the way that this campaign is going right now. But, you know, that's spoken from a perspective of somebody who's seen his support just evaporate. You know, a couple months ago he was the front runner in Iowa, undisputed, and this last poll that came out, a national poll, showed that nobody was inclined to vote for him.
Well, in his brief speech today, Governor Walker became the second after Rick Perry of the major candidates to drop out. And Governor Walker says, hey, I hope I'm not the last to do this, and soon.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive conservative alternative to the current front runner.
The current front runner, of course, Donald Trump. So did he say at any point Donald Trump's name specifically, Sean?
He did not. I think, you know, I would imagine Skywalker is probably going to try to use this to, you know, rebuild political capital. He's certainly lacking that right now. But if he can be kind of a voice out there, sort of the anti-Trump voice, speaking on behalf of the establishment of the Republican Party, it could do him some good. But, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard case for him to make to other candidates who aren't in the same, you know, position that he is in the polls, where they can say, hey, I still have a plausible shot at this.
We're talking about Governor Walker's announcement today that he's dropping out of this presidential race, suspending his campaign. We've got Sean Johnson, WPR State Government Reporter. Mike Wagner stays with us from the UW-Madison.
We have breaking news right now. We are covering the announcement, fresh off the presses at 5 o'clock, that Governor Scott Walker is dropping out of the presidential campaign. We're getting reaction to that from Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter, who was at the scene. A lot of press there, not a lot of other people, in stark contrast to his announcement back in July. And Sean, did the governor give any indication about what's next for him?
No, not really. I mean, that's a natural question. People were kind of talking about this campaign. If he pursued it as he was pursuing it, it certainly didn't seem likely that he was going to want to stick around in the governor's office, or at least, you know, run for another term. And there were rumors that, you know, he might potentially step out of the way and leave office and let Rebecca Clayfier's lieutenant governor take over. Again, that was just a rumor. It's not based on a reported fact or anything, but this is what the chatter was while the campaign was still happening. So with his early exit from the campaign, I don't know how that changes the metric. I mean, he has not been in Wisconsin to, you know, help his own cause here, and he's seen his Wisconsin poll numbers drop to the lowest level they've been, you know, in his during his administration. So, will we start seeing more of Scott Walker in Wisconsin talking about, you know, his budget, for example, or talking about policies at the state level? Or are we going to see him as sort of a talking head on the national networks as, you know, maybe that establishment voice that's out there saying, you know, Donald Trump, we got to get you out of here. You're not the answer for Republicans.
Well, Sean, we'll be watching that along with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. He was at the Edgewater in Madison, where Governor Scott Walker made the announcement that he is dropping out of the 2016 presidential race.
We'll bring Mike Wagner back, associate professor at the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Mike, earlier we heard Governor Walker encouraging other candidates to do the same, clear the field, and have a more credible opponent to the front runner, who he didn't name, but who is Donald Trump. Do you foresee other candidates following suit anytime soon?
Usually candidates who stay in the race don't take their marching orders from those who've left the race, so I don't know that that'll happen. I imagine there is pressure within the Republican Party to start to coalesce around two or three strong options, or most likely options, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, maybe John Kasich or Ted Cruz. But, you know, but Jeb and Rubio are kind of the establishment candidates, you know, the ones with the best chance to win. And I wouldn't be surprised if the party was starting to pressure folks who are polling poorly and raising money poorly and are lacking in endorsements to start thinking about a way out.
I'm like, I was just glancing through Twitter as we were listening to the news there a little bit, and some commentators are already, you know, diverse array of opinions out there, but some saying that this was a mistake to drop out this early. Now, if it's a fundraising issue and the campaign can't go on, it can't go on. But is there a chance that for the Walker campaign, this was a tactical error, that anything could happen between now and that Iowa caucus?
Yeah, I hesitate to speculate, not knowing his financial bottom line is right now, what donors have told him or what people who've endorsed him have told him. But unless you know, the money was hemorrhaging and his endorsers were about to walk away, you know, this is traditionally too early for a credible candidate to walk away. And so it's very surprising that he's packing it in right now, knowing what we know now. If we learn later that his donors were abandoning him, or the people who had endorsed him in Iowa especially and around the country were going to walk back those endorsements, then maybe it makes a little more sense. But, you know, Mitt Romney wasn't at the top of the polls at this time in 2012. You know, seven different people, I think, at least led a poll in Iowa, and none of them ended up winning Iowa on the Republican side in 2012. And so it's very early for this to be happening, which, you know, suggests that there's some reporting to be done about Governor Walker's decision today.
In addition to calling on other candidates to drop out of the race, Governor Walker had a message for the Republican Party in general in his brief address today.
In the end, I believe that the voters want to be for something and not against someone. Instead of talking about how bad things are, we want to hear how we can make them better for everyone.
So that's his vision for who he wants to hear from the Republican Party. Do you think that's a vision anybody's going to pick up and run with?
Well, I imagine, you know, most candidates who are running will at least have some element of their campaign talking about what they're for. Usually, when there's a front runner, they become the target of attacks from people who are not the front runner. We're starting to see more and more people go after Donald Trump. But, you know, we're going to start hearing more people say what they're for, and it will get easier for them to do that the fewer people who are running. It's really hard to get media attention when there's 17 people in the race, and now a couple have dropped out. And as more drop out, it'll be easier to get attention, because it's difficult to get attention when Donald Trump is one of the people running.
Now that Scott Walker has dropped out of the race, do you expect him to still have a presence as maybe a, not an official commentator in the national networks, but as a voice that the media turns to for their opinions as the race takes twists and turns? Will we still expect to hear him to be a presence?
I don't think he'll be much of a presence short of a decision to endorse someone in the near future. I imagine that once the party has figured out who their nominee is going to be, his name might surface in vice presidential speculation. You know, some people I've seen today have suggested that his style of his exit, you know, saying he wants to be for something and not against something, he wants to clear the decks for the party to, you know, move beyond the front runner, who is Donald Trump. Those might be things that you do if you're angling for a vice presidential position, or if you have designs on running for national office again sometime in the future. And so, you know, but I don't expect him to be a go-to person, you know, so long as he keeps his job as governor, I don't expect him to be a go-to person on the talk circuit.
I know we can't really get into alternate history too much, but do you think in a 2016 campaign without Donald Trump, Scott Walker might have been better able to sustain that initial momentum that he had had?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, sans Trump, he would have been a person who got a lot more attention early on. He gave a speech in Iowa that was fairly well received. He had some good polling after that. He probably would have gotten more attention had Trump not entered the race shortly thereafter. And so that's part of it. But, you know, if you're a talented politician, you figure out how to run against people who are beating you in the polls, and that's just not something that the Walker campaign was able to do this time. He's, you know, shown political skill in his other victories in Wisconsin, but the presidential campaign never really recovered from what started as a slow drop and then became a quick drop in the last few weeks.
Mike, how do you frame this run of Scott Walker's? Is this something that politicos will look at and say, this was a respectable run and something to be proud of, or is this more like a defeat that's something that a politician would try to run from?
I don't think that when the history is written of this campaign, there'll be much positive written about it. He peaked very early after a speech in Iowa, and since then he never really captured the attention of the news media. He never captured the attention of Republican primary voters in a sustained way. He was fine, but not, you know, outstanding in the first debate, and was really a non-entity for the last 2 hours of the second debate. It's not his fault that they didn't call on him, but he really didn't make much of a splash beyond some speeches, you know, really several months ago, and he was doing a lot of the work that campaigns that have a chance to do or have a chance to win were doing. You know, he was building endorsements, he was hiring staff in Iowa and New Hampshire, he was raising money, and these are the things that, you know, campaigns that have the best chance to win usually do, but something was missing, and I'm not sure if the money dried up or endorsers were going to walk away, or what the decision-making calculus was here for the governor, but he dropped quickly in the polls and was not able to find a way to recover.
Sean Johnson, let us know that Governor Walker didn't give a lot of indications of what is next for him now. What are you going to be looking for the future career of Governor Scott Walker?
Well, first he'll return, back home to Wisconsin, and you know, he has a term to finish out that he was elected to do, and he's not term limited. So he, should he decide to fill out his term, he may run again. He may not. He might look at the upcoming Senate seat in a couple of years if he has designs on a political future. You know, there's still the possibility that he could end up as a vice presidential candidate on the Republican side. You know, Joe Biden was not, stunning the electorate in the 2008 Democratic primaries when he dropped out, and he ended up being Barack Obama's nominee. And so there are lots of possibilities for Governor Walker, and it'll probably be up to him which of those he pursues.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was UW-Madison Associate Professor Mike Wagner breaking down Scott Walker's announcement today, during which he suspended his 2016 presidential campaign.
For more coverage of Governor Walker's announcement, join Joy Cardine tomorrow morning from 7 to 8 a.m.